Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, hello, Friday, and the weekend is here at Pioneer Valley Radio. We have things happening in Western Mass. I want to tell you all about them. There's a drag brunch at an animal organization, a free concert in Blandford, MGM celebrating 4 years in Springfield, Bright Nights claims yet another award, and Mark Auerbach has a theater review. It is August 26, 2022. Weather is sort of active today, partly sunny. Afternoon showers, storms, high of 86. Winds are 5 to 10. Tonight, a few clouds in the picture. A low of 62. The winds are light and variable. UV index 6. The humidity is 61%. Well, the first annual drag brunch to benefit the Dita Daily Annual Scholarship for LGBTQIA plus students at Springfield Technical Community College will be coming up on Sunday, September 25, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Society of Greater Springfield, in Springfield, of course. The event will be co-presented by drag performers Tony Isham and Dita DeVelpa in an effort to provide two $500 scholarships for qualifying students. The fundraiser is being supported by the Springfield Gay Pride Committee. Tickets, $25 a seat or $250 to reserve a table for 10, and you can get them by contacting Isham at 413-222-4763. Now, in addition to the performance, they're also going to have a 50-50 raffle. There's outside seating for the brunch, which will feature food and non-alcoholic drinks, and available upon requests. Mosso Brass Quintet performing a freebie concert Sunday, September 4, 3 p.m. at the historic White Church, Blandford. The performance sponsored by the Recording Industry's Music Performance Trust Fund. The Mosso Brass Quintet features Gerald Surfass and John Charles Thomas on trumpet, Lauren Winter on horn, Scott Cranston on trombone, Stephen Perry on tuba. And according to Perry, the program, which will be announced from the stage, will include classics by Bach, Brahms, and Copland, pops and jazz by Ellington, Strayhorn, and Lennon and McCartney. And Perry added that the program is family-friendly and will last some 75 minutes, approximately. The White Church in Blandford is located at 4 North Street, Blandford. If you'd like information on the White Church, 413 area 848-0108, or go online, whitechurch.org. The peripatetic mayor of Springfield, Dominic J. Sarno, will join with MGM Springfield president and CEO Chris Kelly and the MGM Springfield team for a special all-employee party to celebrate MGM Springfield's four-year anniversary. Now, as part of this special event, there will be a check presentation awarding a total of $75,000 to 7 local profits. Teachers in 2021 earned 23.5% less than comparable college graduates. This is a new record, according to new data. The Economic Policy Institute, or EPI, has been tracking teacher wage trends over the past 18 years, and its analysis of 2021 data concludes that teacher pay has remained flat since 1996. Moreover, teachers make considerably less than peers working in other industries. The report released this month further adds to conversations surrounding teacher pay and overall classroom funding. Just this week, educators in the largest school district in Ohio went on strike over disagreements about pay and learning conditions. For a third year, Bright Nights at Forest Park has been recognized by the American Bus Association for being the best of the best for 2022. And according to the American Bus Association website, Best of the Best honors outstanding travel industry members who go above and beyond for the group tour industry. And the categories include adventure, culture, entertainment, festivals, events, food and beverage, lodging, and shopping. Prior to receiving the Best of the Best honors, in 2022, 2021, and 2020. Bright Nights at Forest Park was recognized by the American Bus Association as one of the top 100 destinations in North America. It features more than 675,000 lights along a three-mile drive that winds its way through the historic park. Since opening on November 24, 1995, Bright Nights has entertained more than 6 million people. And Bright Nights at Forest Park will open up for its 28th season Wednesday, November 23. It'll be open through Sunday, January 1st, 2023. If you'd like more info about Bright Nights at Forest Park, check them out at brightnights.org or contact the Spirit of Springfield, 733-3800. Well, when we last left ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach, he was in Hartford waiting for Godot.
There's a unique theater experience happening at Barrington Stage. Waiting for Godot has entranced or exhausted theater audiences for almost 70 years. And this much written about and debated but rarely performed classic can be seen in our own backyard through Labor Day. Since Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot first appeared on the stage in 1953, it has been analyzed and critiqued, heralded and hated, dissected and devoured, and yet considered a major classic of 20th century theater. I studied the play during my days at Yale School of Drama, but I'd never seen a production of it until I ventured up to Barrington Stage last night. All of my academic preparation for this performance went by the wayside, for Waiting for Godot, as performed by Barrington Stage, is the theatrical tour de force of a play, which afterwards left me bewildered and wondering, what was Beckett thinking? Beckett's drama, quite comedic in many places, is the story of two vaudevillians, Vladimir and Estragon, who wait beneath a tree in the middle of nowhere for Godot. It's clear that they've been waiting and waiting day after day. They taunt, they tease each other, they bolster each other, they reminisce, they bicker like an old couple who have become all too familiar with each other. Meanwhile, a pompous man, Pozzo, and his hapless servant, Lucky, cross paths with the duo. And for 2.5 hours, nothing happens. Or does it? I'm not going to divulge anything that happens and hope that the ambitious theatergoer who catches this production is left thinking about it as much as I did when the curtain came down. I will reiterate, however, that the production is tour de force with intricate direction by Joe Colarco, athletic in its movement with rhythmic cadences and nuances, and it's cinematic. Luciano Stacconi's simple yet intricate set offers bountiful playing areas, every which inch of which is used by Colarco's nonstop movement. Deborah Kim Siboney's costumes and David Lander's lighting make great use of the small St. Germain Theater stage. Waiting for Godot features brilliant performances by Mark H. Dold as Vladimir and Max Wolkowitz as Lucky, the latter shining in an exquisite monologue. Dold, one of the most versatile actors among the Barrington Stage community, outdoes his previous performances. Kevin Isola and Christopher Invar shine in their roles. Under Julianne Boyd's tenure, Barrington Stage has built a roster of associate artists who return year after year. Waiting for Godot's Joe Colarco, Mark H. Dold, Christopher Invar, David Lander, and press rep Charlie Siedenberg are among this group, as is the show's sponsor, the actor Deborah Jo Rupp. Together, they exemplify what goes into making good theater. Waiting for Godot runs at Barrington Stage's St. Germain Theater in downtown Pittsfield through September 4th. For tickets, barringtonstageco.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, my listeners and friends, for being with us on this edition of our program here on Pioneer Valley Radio. I wish you a fabulous weekend. Enjoy. And I'll see you on Monday for our next fresh program going up online and available to you on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio, Copyright 2022. All rights reserved.